I got one left.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
All right. It's time to call a regular meeting of the East Bay Charter Township Zoning Board of Appeals to order. Could we have a roll call, please?
Henshaw.
Here.
Bartlett.
Yes.
Aaron.
Here.
Stuzinski. Hausman.
Here. Review for conflict of interest. Does anybody on the board have a potential conflict with any of the items before us tonight? Hearing none. Approval of the agenda. One note, appeal request 8-18 has been withdrawn per an email received by Leslie on 5/11.
I move we approve the agenda with the removal of 8-18.
I'll support.
Moved and supported. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes from our 4/10/2018 regular meeting.
Leslie, and I meant to tell you this when I went in your office today. On page 2, the first sentence, it says, who was also in present?
Oh.
Should be, was just also present.
Was also, yep. Okay.
Thank you.
It's just minor.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I meant to tell you earlier, and I forgot. I would make a motion to approve the minutes of 4/10/18 regular meeting and the, can I do the site plan as well? And the two site plan minutes as presented, well, with the one
That's
correction.
A typo.
It's typo.
Okay.
I'll second.
Moved and supported. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Now it's time for public input. If anybody in the audience would like to talk about anything that is not on tonight's agenda, you have an opportunity to do that now. All right, hearing none. We'll move on to old business. None. And new business. Appeal request 7-18 by Edward and Kathleen Cooper. They are owners on a parcel of land commonly known as 634 Lake George Trail, Traverse City. Property identification number 28-03-630-245-00 in the Lakes area, LA Zoning District. The request is for two variances. The first is to construct a 26-foot by 62-foot single-family house with a front and rear deck, which will replace the existing 618-square-foot 1950s log cabin. This requires a variance from Section 505, Table Number 1, Yard Setbacks, specifically a 33-foot variance from the ordinary high water mark, which results in a 17-foot setback from the ordinary high water mark of Lake George. The minimum setback from the ordinary high water mark in the LA district is 50 feet. Variance number 2 consists of asking to construct a 26-foot by 30-foot detached garage, which requires a 15-foot variance from the road right-of-way. This results in a 5-foot setback from Lake George Trail. The minimum setback from the road right-of-way for a detached garage in the LA district is 20 feet. All right. Mr. Cooper or your representatives, would you like to tell us about your request, get it on the record? Whoever comes up, please state your name and address in relationship to the applicant.
Yeah, I'm Trevor with Pro Builders and representing Mr. Cooper.
Thank you.
Okay, and what would you like us to tell you?
About your request in general so that we can get it on the record.
Okay. Like you said, it's a 1950s cabin, and the walls are deteriorating, and the foundation won't support a second story, and it's just a small cottage. So we're looking to replace it with a little bit larger home to make it more functional, and we're looking to put it in the same, less of a setback than what is there now. So. And then the garage, is going to be close to the road or needs to be close to the road because of the hill, and that's the same reason that the house needs to be in the same spot as the existing, is because of the hill and the slope. So, I'd like to add that the other homes and garages in the area are very similar situation, and they're located in a very similar setback that we're asking for.
Would you like to add anything, Mr. Cooper?
I think that covers it. Just in general, I mean, we've owned the place since the 50s when my grandpa built it. We want to come up, and we'd like to make this our full-time residence. We really need a garage in the winter. And, we're not asking to get, move it far off from where the current place is. We're pretty much landlocked, and especially the north-south direction. We can't go closer to the water. We're just asking to put a deck there where we can put some lawn chairs out. And we can't go farther back into the hill. We don't want to erode the land and tear down the trees. And to keep from having it being a long, skinny hotel, we just want to add a little bit of size to it and make it reasonable two-bedroom residence. So looking for that approval. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome to stand or sit. We may call on you with questions. At this point, we'll open up this application to the public to see if there's any discussion or if you have any questions. Hearing none, we'll close the input from the public and open this issue up to the board for discussion and action.
So I do have a question then. On your drawing, the yellow is deck?
Yes.
So you have deck on front and back?
Correct, yes.
And would that deck be constructed of?
It'll be treated wood.
A pervious, as in the letter as that we received from the Watershed Center?
Are you aware of the letter from the Watershed Center?
He just got it.
Oh, so you haven't
I just got it and haven't had a chance to review it.
You know, she's recommending a pervious deck instead of an impervious, so it would have the spaces between the boards where the water can not run all the way off. It can drain through the boards. Do you know what kind of a deck you're planning?
We didn't necessarily plan that, and I didn't talk to it with the Coopers at all. So we just received the letter when I walked in here, so we haven't. Mm-hmm.
If I may, to add this to the record, we received a May 14th letter from the Grand Traverse Bay, the Watershed Center, and they talk about our responsibilities as ZBA members, and on the fourth paragraph, they talk about potential alternatives that may exist that can minimize the environmental impact of the proposed project. And they ask the board to inquire about these alternatives and to try to see if you will accept any of them. And the potential alternatives include a smaller building footprint, alternative building configuration, or alternative building location on a parcel. The property owners may also consider removing or reducing the size of the front deck and or ensuring that the deck is composed of pervious material. Pervious decks, for example, decks with at least a quarter inch space between deck boards are less harmful when they encroach on the water's edge setback, as they allow for better runoff and infiltration. Also, it says that they encourage us to require a combination of these suggestions to offset the potential adverse effects resulting from impervious encroachments into the water edge setback, including landscaping plan that demonstrates there will be sufficient vegetation and a place to filter the runoff and prevent erosion between the home and the water's edge. And if it's not putting you too much on the spot, I believe we would all like to know if any of these ideas, suggestions, could make sense in your proposed application.
So I could certainly entertain, we want to come to the board with the maximum what we were looking for, and we've already talked. I'm pretty sure we're not interested in having the deck run the full length of the property you saw, so we'd very much be glad to entertain what reasonably makes sense to have a deck that doesn't cover the entire length of the house. I'll certainly consider that. I'm not sure I haven't had time to think about what the material on the bottom was. We were thinking maybe the easiest thing was to cement it in when we built the foundation for simplicity, and certainly had the runoff go to the sides to keep it away from running towards a house. And as you see, the land is pure sand. I mean, there's really not a...
Right.
I mean, for 50 years, that thing is not drained. That same bank right. has been there for the lake, and mm-hmm. we don't walk on it to keep from eroding. So it's that right. that point is important to us, but I don't think it will be a... it's a concern, but I think the biggest thing is we certainly think we're going to reduce the size of that deck and keep it just in the front of the base part of the screen doors of the house and not down by the bedroom and the mm-hmm. other end.
So. You know, there's two ways to look at that, because if it is a pervious deck, then you have the runoff coming off your roof and then it hits your deck, and that kind of breaks it up and, you know, stops that heavy hitting the
downpour.
Ground right away, you know what I mean? So it might be better if the deck is pervious. If it's an impervious deck, then it's probably, the smaller you make it, the better it's going to be.
We'll probably have a deck on the second level that is exactly what you're talking about, so that breakup of the water falling off the roof
mm-hmm.
will happen.
Is this going to be a two-story building then?
Yes.
It's a single story with a walkout, just to clarify. So
okay.
it'll be two floors, but it's a walkout basement and then one floor.
Get you closer to the top of the hill, then you can run.
So you don't have as many steps.
And I also noticed that the new footprint is actually going to be back farther from the old footprint.
The foundation.
That
yes,
was
sir.
One of the things we were talking about. And with this picture, it shows you that. So it's going to be less...
less encroaching?
Yeah, less encroaching.
Okay. Yeah, and it shows a deck on the second floor, or the main floor, and then at the lower level... A patio. Are we talking about the main floor?
I don't know. It wasn't your picture. That's all I got.
Yeah.
As far as
all
we have. The impervious deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. All we have is the.
No elevations.
Like, yeah.
I don't think you would have an issue with a quarter inch between the decking on the main floor
on the
deck.
You know what we're talking about, a regular wooden deck or the plastic
yeah,
stuff, but you've got spaces
inch.
So the water can run through instead of running all the way off and then pouring off.
Yeah, the main level, we entertain that for sure.
Okay, so when you're talking main level, you're talking the first floor, not the walkout.
Right.
Okay, so then on the walkout, what are you looking at?
What I told you is reducing the size of the footprint. Of
so it's going to be cement, though.
But
it's not pervious.
We're originally thinking a concrete patio, but we can definitely look into other options, right?
And if I may, if you're talking about not using that entire width that's shown on your application, would you commit to a width this evening, and we could include it in whatever our opinion is?
We don't have the house designed yet. We're looking for the approval of the corner so we could fit the doors in between.
Okay.
So I hate to come up with a dimension that I'm now stuck with a patio that didn't cover the third street mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
okay, so it's not possible. All right. How about the landscape plan that was mentioned by the Watershed Council? Is that something that you would be amenable to?
Are they thinking adding trees or bushes helps the situation?
Having plantings of any type to...
stop the erosion.
Yeah, retain the runoff.
You had talked about...
Any type of vegetation on the hill and wood chips or stone under the eaves, anything to stop that erosion is definitely in
stone.
Our original plan, yeah. Yes.
I would say stone more than wood chips.
Yeah, not wood chips. They just float in the lake.
Yeah,
under the sand.
Yeah, just anywhere when you get, you know, when you go to stabilizing that bank, which you're going to be doing, they're looking for something to stop the water from rushing down the hill and bringing the sand into the lake.
I can't picture what I could plant back on the backside that would grow. One, it's shady, and two, it's sand. I mean,
well, you can. There's plenty of things you can plant. You plant myrtle. There's bushy kinds of evergreen or.
I'd entertain that.
Just something like, you know, it's just trying to protect the lake as much as we can.
I mean, I certainly don't want the sand eroding into the house.
Exactly.
It's eroded over 50 years only that much. I don't expect it to erode a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, for the
sure.
same reason.
If I could figure out something to plant there to help, I would consider that, sure. Mm-hmm.
For the same reasons you're positioning the house where it is and doesn't at the site meeting discussing, you know, not wanting to remove trees up the bank for the fear that, you
sure.
know, for the fear or concern that, you know, that will lead to further erosion as you take out those root structures.
Yeah, every root you leave in helps.
You know, if you... You know, throw some compost in there and myrtle, and now it's stabilized. And basically, what that is when it rains, as the raindrops come down and hit the ground, if it hits a leaf before it hits the ground, that energy is dispersed, and so you're not hitting the sand and bringing it down and eventually with a full concern of it actually getting into the body of water.
And a positive note to that, I mean, our plan was to touch none of those trees behind the house.
But as we understand, you don't, you know, you're this is stage one, so you don't have the house designed yet, therefore the landscape plan is not decided upon yet.
Thoughts,
so they would
right.
have
right, yeah, but it may be something that you would submit.
Sure.
Yeah, and just to clarify, we'll be working with soil and erosion and meeting their requirements as well
so
to keep the soil and sedimentation out and also stabilizing it at the end of the project and getting their approval before we can get our occupancy. So that's that'll also
so they're going to have to take care of all that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. I have a question internally. It's not necessary for them. For the garage, it says that it's going to be 5 foot back from the edge of the right-of-way, therefore requesting a 15-foot. But unless I'm overlooking something in there that's specific for garages, our Lakes District says it's a 30-foot minimum yard front yard setback.
20-foot for a detached garage.
Okay. Where did...
Can you point him to the page?
Look at the top. Are you on the setback page? Look at the top.
Yeah.
Top paragraph.
Yeah.
I know,
it's
terrible.
Moderate joints, my
lot. You gotta go to the setback page. Wherever
is there, it is. Do you know if there's any rules on the, I've never seen a,
you have a weird look.
In, manhole in the garage for the septic tank?
Yeah, so we'll have to get that approved, and we need to make sure that the tank is designed to be driven on or that the structure above it is designed to be driven on, so that'll be part of our plan.
Do you know if will they allow that?
We'll have to get that approved by the building department as well. So,
so if they won't let you put that in the garage, what would you do?
I think we would work with an engineer to see if we can get that stamped by an engineer and get that approved. If not, we would.
Can you move the garage farther to the? What is that, the east?
I'm not sure. Possibly. I don't know if we'd come into a side lot setback if we did that.
Looks like you have room.
There may possibly be room.
What's the question?
Again, that's
over all the power lines and the cable and the gas lines.
Oh, I got you.
Try not to
go that way. Okay. I'm just wondering if they can't approve having the septic tank manhole in the garage, what's their option?
Oh.
You know.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the picture. I would just assume they would move it that, you know, to the...
To give you an example of that, you know, in a basement, there's typically a lift station that has the same material in it that would be in that tank. So I don't think it would be an issue of not being able to have that inside a building. The only issue would be structurally that can be approved to be driven on as far as I see it. So,
So we make it a stronger cement garage floor.
Well, you'd probably put a floor.
Garages, but
probably put a cement floor over it.
We already considered that when we built the tank that's up there because we were going to park a mobile home on the dirt spot above it anyway. And just because it was a grate, that the grate wasn't the problem, so the grate is sitting on it. So I had that reinforced with rebar and strong enough to support a mobile home. So I think the structure that's in there that holds the tank is strong enough. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is make sure the garage that meets it doesn't impose upon it.
You might need some of that setback for your well also from the garage. I don't know for sure.
I think we'll put the well to the east of the garage and just miss the power line stuff.
Right. Okay. So did you resolve your question, Mr.
Yeah.
Gurin? Okay. So the applicant's sketch shows 30 feet and the actual requirement is 20?
Mm-hmm. So, for a garage, yes.
Yes, sir. Right, further discussion? Action?
I would make a motion to approve appeal request 7-18, meeting the basic, and I thought number, I wrote down number three, is it? I think I meant number two.
Number three.
The shape and, well.
Like number three for the garage.
Yeah. Well, both of them work, but two and three, how's that?
Okay.
Sure.
And I'll second that.
Moved and supported. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Enjoy your new home.
Thank you.
And now, may we please have a township board report?
We just met last night, and we had several things on our consent agenda. We're going to look at hiring some seasonal help for Bob in the parks and the maintenance. And so that was approved. He's also getting a new mower. So that was approved. We looked at two zoning amendments. On the lighting, the 3,000 Kelvins, that was not approved.
For the color?
Yes, for the color temperature. So that was not approved. And now I've drawn a blank on what the first one was. Help me out, Les. Oh, yeah, the privately owned parks, because there's a group of people that are purchasing the property behind, it was going to be a development. Anyway, they're purchasing that, and they want it, it's a privately owned park that they want open to the public, and they want to put a sign there. Well, Rick and Leslie discovered that there's some complication in the ordinance. It does not list privately owned parks. So they were fixing kind of an administrative thing, fixing the wording. So that was approved. And we tabled short-term rentals one more time. They wanted to look at some verbiage to figure out how they can limit it from being all over the township. So they're bringing that back next month. And I think that's about it. We still have brush drop-off going on through the 2nd of June. And I think that's it.
Two questions. What further information might they have on the short-term rentals?
There was some verbiage that was in a previous draft of the police power ordinance. And that was taken out. And one of the commissioners was looking at putting it back in, or one of the trustees was looking at putting it back in. And we did not have that verbiage at the meeting last night, so
they're still getting a good turnout for that?
No, just one couple was there last night for it. So.
And did they discuss the proposed wages for the seasonal help?
I think it was $10 to $13. I think.
Thank you.
I think it's $3,000 for the, I don't know, it's 12 weeks maybe. I don't know. Something like that. And it's not full time, so I'd have to go back and look. I can't remember. But yeah, it's part time. I think a couple of days a week or something like that. So.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. What was the problem with the Kelvin?
We're not sure.
Not really sure. One of the trustees had done quite a bit of research, and some of it, there are conflicting opinions as to whether or not it hurts or improves the light reflection and things like that. And there is evidently changes coming to that whole measuring and stuff. And she didn't think, since they were already being adhered to, that we needed to put it in the ordinance.
And 3,000 is yellowish, isn't it?
Yes. So. But if you're looking for all that research, she forwarded it to the board, so I could certainly send it on to you if you're interested in it. I'm sure Leslie will share it with you. Yeah. I'm sure she'll share it with the Planning Commission because it was their request. So.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Planning Commission.
She just gave the report.
Sorry.
Commission too. That's fine.
Nothing further?
Not really. It was kind of an easy meeting. We just voted on some Calvins and I'd never heard of it before. So I had to believe Rick.
Oh, it's a measurement, yes.
Anything else?
Yes.
That's right. When I first saw it, I thought it was the name of somebody coming to help present for the. And then I read it, reading it.
Yeah, Coach last year's name is Kelvin. His dad kind of funny.
Well, I. Yeah.
Are
anyway.
You folks from Traverse City Public Schools?
Mm-hmm.
Which?
Central.
Everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome. Thanks for coming over tonight. We are adjourned.
You picked a good, easy one.
Yeah, it was better than last night's. It was 9:30.